It's Wednesday, and this is the Ramsey Call of the Day, part of the Ramsey Network. Joining me today is Ramsey personality Anthony O'Neill. Christopher is in Lubbock, Texas. Hi, Christopher. How are you?
Doing well, sir. How are you guys?
Better than I deserve. How can I help?
Alrighty, sir. So we have a question. Back in February 2020, my wife and I, we closed in a house that we're not living in due to the fact that my wife is a residential hall supervisor at a college. And so after we closed on the house in March, we found out about Dave Ramsey and the whole babysit. So now we're kind of stuck. Should we sell the house even though we will have to pay off around $6,000 out of pocket and walk away with no profit from the sale? Or our next best option is to rent it out or ask someone to live in it for free, but they would have to pay the utilities only because we need somebody living in it. We don't live in it, and we'll be living here at the residential hall for 2 more years, and the closing cost would be like about $5,278.
Who said?
We use the two ELPs that you have on your website. Mm-hmm. We talked to two of the realtors in our local area, mm-hmm. and so they ran the numbers around that. We're still trying to figure out which is the best realtor to go with, so we're still in that process right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but what you're basically saying is you didn't put anything down on the house, and you don't have any money.
Yes, sir.
Almost nothing down, thus you have no equity. So when you try to sell it, you're going to have to write a check?
Just because of the closing costs, yes, sir.
No, because you don't have any equity, because you didn't put any down payment down.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And that, but the net, the closing, you're out of pocket, they're estimating it's going to be $5,000.
Yes, sir.
In order to get it sold, because you don't have any equity at all.
Yes, sir.
And the house is in Lubbock?
So, no, so we live about 45 minutes outside of Lubbock, and that's where my wife is the residential hall supervisor. And so we paid off $27,000 in car loans already since we started the baby steps in March. And now we're here with the house, whether to sell it or to rent it, to see what's best for our income and family. We have an income of about $40,000 right now.
How much debt do you currently still have, Christopher?
Our student loans combined is $98,600.
Okay. And how much is the mortgage payment right now?
$630.
Okay. You can save up the $5,000 in 2 months based on the rate that which you paid off the $27,000.
Yeah.
And, yeah, save up the $5,000, write a check, and sell the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, you bought a house when you bought a house when you were deeply in debt and broke.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And it's become a curse to you rather than a blessing.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I'm sorry. What a horrible thing to go through. But good news is you can learn this lesson at your age, you never have to do it again, right?
Absolutely.
And Chris, yes, sir, yes.
So what are you doing to Yeah, go ahead, man.
Should we get a personal loan if closing costs are too high for us to cash flow?
No.
You should cash flow them in the next 2 months.
Yeah.
You should be able to save $5,000 in 2 months based on the fact that you paid off $27,000 since March.
Yes, sir.
That same rate of paying off debt, you can save up $5,000 in 2 months and then by, you know, get the house on the market in 1 month. It'll take a month to close it anyway. And by then, you'll have the cash to write a check and you won't have any loan in order to get rid of the house. I don't want you to get a loan. I just want you to get rid of the house.
Right, yeah. And I was going to say, too, as well, Christopher, figure out a way, what can you do extra on the side to generate like another $10,000 this year to help you go towards your debt?
Yeah.
But because $40,000 is, I mean, that's okay. I'm going to be real with you. But you need more so you can get out of this $90,000 quicker.
$98,000.
So nearly $100,000 in student loans.
And here's the plan, okay? When the 2 years is up, if you're not going to be getting free housing anymore, you are a renter.
Yes.
With $98,000 in student loan debt. You're still going to have some of that student loan debt at that point, mm-hmm. and you are a renter until that student loan debt is gone, and until you have an emergency fund of 3 to 6 months of expenses saved, and until, in addition to those two things, you have your down payment saved up.
10 to 20%.
Were you in that situation right now, you wouldn't have ever called me.
Yes.
because you would have had equity in the home. And if you didn't, you'd have had an emergency fund to write the check to cover the closing costs to get rid of the home. And you would have had also more wiggle room in your budget because you would not have had $98,000 in student loan debt. So Right. Do not buy a home, folks. This is exactly the reason we tell you not to buy a house until you're out of debt, you have your emergency fund, and you have a good down payment in addition to those two things.
Yeah.
It'll bite you.
And look at it, Dave. He went in there thinking he was buying something that's going to be a dream, and now it's a nightmare. He's trying to figure out how to get out of it.
Yep.
You know, and so instead of you making money off of the house, you're spending more money to get rid of the house that you fell in love with. So this is why we teach what we teach, because we want your dream to become and stay a dream.
Yeah, not tonight. That's a good point. Thanks for tuning in to the Ramsey Call of the Day. Check out all of our podcasts. Just search Ramsey Network on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.